the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Annette Petriccioni, topping our report this hour. Now that hurricane season is underway, the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance is urging homeowners to review their insurance coverage as it pertains to their property. Commissioner Justin Zimmerman says it's important for consumers to review and understand their homeowner's insurance policy so they know what it covers, whether that coverage is adequate, and any deductibles. The 2025 New Jersey farmers market scene looks strong so far. According to Joe Atkinson, State Assistant Secretary of Agriculture, he says these markets love to cater to people in their areas with not just Jersey fresh fruits and vegetables.
So you'll see a lot of farmers markets that are bringing in more ethnic crops for their audiences, more diversified different products, more artisanal products, more organic products. You're seeing a lot of different responsiveness to the audiences because they want to meet the consumer need.
He says the one challenge that farmers and vendors face at these markets is the weather. The Port Authority is now accepting reduced fare applications for path riders with disabilities. The 50% fare reduction was approved by the agency's Board of Commissioners in December as part of the Port Authority's annual budget for 2025. Eligible riders can mail their applications and require documentation or apply in person at a pass station or at the pass new reduced fare application center at the Journal Square Transportation Center in Jersey City. The average age of first-time mothers in the United States is increasing.
According to a new report from the CDC, from 2016 to 2023, the mean age of mothers at first birth rose from 26.6 years of age to 27.5. The data also showed Asian women reported the largest increase, while Native Hawaiian and other Pacific Islander mothers had the lowest. Findings follow a years-long trend as women and men wait longer to have children. I'm Brian Shook.
And for most high schools, having one or even two sets of twins graduate at the same time is rare. But this month at Barnegat High School, the phenomenon will take on a whole new level of rarity. On Wednesday, not one, not two, but six sets of twins will receive their diplomas. NewJersey1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. When will the sun come out? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Still going to have the clouds and some spotty drizzle around as our highs only get to the upper 60s to low 70s, which for this time of year is very cool for mid-June. Tonight, we're cloudy, maybe some areas of drizzle, but otherwise we'll see generally drying conditions, low about 60. And then tomorrow, we're cloudy with a possible shower, highs in the low to mid-70s. Generally, on the cloudy side Wednesday, some thunderstorms around, highs in the low 80s. And then a mix of sun and clouds will give way to some thunderstorms in the afternoon. And these could be strong to severe with hail and damaging winds, upper 80s to low 90s. A couple of showers and even a rumble of thunder Friday. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Weather brought to you by NJ Diet. Summer is quickly approaching. It's time to lose that weight. With NJ Diet, you'll lose contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com. Union 63, Long Branch 61, Vineland is 68.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.